Solitary confinement. Is it torture or a necessary evil? Solitary confinement is often described as a prison inside a prison. While in solitary, a prisoner spends up to 23 hours per day in an isolated cell. Social interaction with inmates, staff, and family is restricted. Recreational activity is limited too. Not long ago, solitary confinement was viewed as a humane alternative to other punishments such as public beatings or the death penalty. Today, however, restricted housing is a costly form of punishment that many view as torture. Prisoners who spend too much time in isolation often develop personality disorders. When they are released back into the general prison population, many are worse than they were before. The easiest way to deal with mentally ill people is to isolate them. Is solitary confinement a necessary evil? Prisons in the U.S. justify restricted housing policies in a few different ways. First, they say that some prisoners pose a risk to the general prison population and staff. Second, they claim that some prisoners need protection from other prisoners or themselves. Solitary confinement is also used as a disciplinary measure. How can prison guards maintain order without consequences? Solitary confinement is rarely used as a short-term solution. In the U.S., about 80,000 prisoners are currently in solitary, and many will spend months or years this way. Not only does this prevent rehabilitation, it costs about 3 times as much to keep a prisoner in segregation. As soon as a cell in a special housing unit or SHU becomes available, it is necessary to fill it.